Howdy, friends, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. I'm meteorologist Kaylee Thomas alongside meteorologist Max Crawford. We got through one storm chance, but we've got a couple more to get through before we can get to some nicer weather by the end of the week. But first, did you get to go out and see it, or did the clouds hinder the view of that solar eclipse? It was a fantastic, fantastic sight to see across the Brazos Valley skies. We had just enough breaks in the cloud cover for most of us to get a look, but for some, cloud cover did ruin that party. But I hope if you did get to see it and you got some cool pictures, please send them our way. We would love to see it. Now, shortly after that eclipse graced the Brazos Valley sky, our skies opened up with rain and thunderstorms moving from the south up to the north, prompted multiple severe warnings, even a tornado warning in portions of Walker County. And it was just a mess of a Monday, leaving behind rain totals anywhere from dry accumulations to upwards of an inch or even greater in the heaviest areas, especially a band stretching from Austin County all the way over to the east through portions of Walker, Southern Grimes, and Waller, all the way over into portions of Trinity County as well. And like I mentioned earlier, Monday's storm chance was just the beginning. We've got more as we head into this morning, as well as your Wednesday morning. For the latest on that, we're going to send it over to Max.
It is one of those times where the information you're getting could be just a little bit outdated depending on when you listen to this, but showers and thunderstorms are possible as early as the morning drive. Models are still having a hard time agreeing on exactly when we are going to see the most widespread showers and thunderstorms as far as today during the day is concerned, but they are still very insistent that we find thunderstorms headed into tonight. Now, the entire Brazos Valley and a large portion of Central Texas and Southeast Texas, too, all placed in that 3 out of 5 risk for severe weather today. Really, all modes of severe weather are going to be a possibility over the next about 24 hours or so, but really the big concern is for some hail and a tornado or two, especially across our eastern counties. Now remember, that does not guarantee that you are going to find severe weather in your area this morning, today, tonight, but it does mean that there is a heightened risk for it. So it is just a day that we need to be weather aware. Keep the rain gear and the patience for both commutes, and then tonight, keep your phones on loud and maybe have one or two different ways to receive weather alerts just in case, and of course, we will continue to keep you updated there as well. Latest updates throughout the day can be found on your Pinpoint weather app with that ongoing storm chance that we have again over the next about 24 hours before we start to clear things out.
Yeah. Storms. When is it going to be nice? Well, once we get past Wednesday, it looks like the skies clear up. Temperatures, though, do start to warm up a touch as well. But some comfortable, more spring-like days do look to be in store as we close out this week and get you into the weekend for some more rain and thunderstorms rear their head as we get into next week. But that's a story for another podcast.
All right, gang, that is going to do it for us on this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Keep your head on a swivel, enjoy your Tuesday, and we will see you on the next edition of the Pinpot. For Kaylee Thomas, I'm Max Crawford. See you later.